Did you enjoy that story? Yeah, I did too. So much in there, isn't there, to take away. This tiny acorn, something so small, hard to believe that if planted, it could grow into that towering oak tree that could stand for decades or even centuries. You might know the saying, mighty oaks from little acorns grow. Mighty oaks from little acorns grow. Meaning that there is power and potential in something so tiny to become so great. How incredible that all of the oak tree is in the acorn. All of the oak tree is in the acorn. The acorn is the tree concealed, and the tree is the acorn revealed. And I think this tiny acorn can teach us quite a lot about life. There is greatness within us. There is greatness within you. And I'm not talking to the person on your left or your right. I'm talking to you. There is greatness within you. You know, yes, sometimes we can feel small and tiny and hidden and insignificant, a bit like the acorn. And sometimes we wish we were someone else, some other girl or boy in our class who's popular, or somebody who seems to be so successful in life, or have things that we don't have, and we want to be that person and not ourselves. But like the story said, God made you to be you. Just grow into the person that God made you to be. Don't try to be like anybody else, because only you can be you. There is power within you to become truly who you are. And true greatness comes when we are rooted in core values. And we know what those are as Christians, the core values. Rooted in God, rooted in love, rooted in the things of God, and then growing up, reaching up in our lives to be the best we can be, reaching up for high ideals and standards. And you know, such change and transformation from the acorn to the oak tree, it takes a lot of time, doesn't it? And likewise, in our lives, changes take time and we need patience. Gosh, we need a lot of patience, don't we? A lot of patience with ourselves and a lot of patience with others. Patience with family members, perhaps. And sometimes, like the oak tree in the autumn, we have to let go. And there was a strong theme of letting go in that story, letting it go, knowing that if we let go in the autumn, new life will follow in the spring. And the things that we let go of, just like the acorn, can grow. Remember, everything grows with love. Everything grows with love. And if you today consider yourself to be a senior oak, take time to look back at your past and look at your family tree. Look at your family tree and you'll be surprised at the impact that you've had. The influences, the saplings that you can see that you've left in your life by the grace of God. And as senior oaks, you bring a strength and a wisdom to our community, to our church family, and we're grateful for you. And lastly, I think this little acorn can also teach me about faith in God. Never think your faith is too small to make a real difference. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 17, verse 20. I tell you the truth. If you have faith the size of a seed, you shall say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible for you. What a wonderful promise. If you're facing mountainous difficulties, speak to them in faith, and they will move. Like the acorn, the miracle is closer than you think. The miracle is inside you. I pray in this week ahead, perhaps if you're walking on the rec or in town, East Town Park or somewhere close to an oak tree, you'll just see if you look around its trunk, pick up an acorn and think about what we shared together at our harvest service. We're going to listen to a short poem read to us now called A Tiny Acorn.
A tiny acorn becomes a mighty tree. Its branches reach to heaven. Its roots give security. My faith in God is small, I know. But like the acorn, my faith will grow. God put power in the acorn and his power in me to be the person God made me to be. God is true to the words he spoke, and tiny acorns become mighty oaks.